Chapter 8. You see, I have married the mother, apostrophe pursuits Nolly. It's expensive keeping boys at home, and as she has a little money in her own right, I am afraid women are so very foolish, Mr. Squeers, that she might be led to squander it on them, which would be their ruin, you know. Apostrophe, I see, apostrophe, returned Squeers, throwing himself back in his chair, and waving his hand. And this, apostrophe, resumed Snolly, has made me anxious, to put them to some school a good distance off, where there are no holidays, none of those ill-judged coming home twice a year, that unsettle children's minds so, and where they may rough it a little, you comprehend. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the payment's regular, and no questions asked, apostrophe, said Squeers, nodding his head. That's it, exactly, apostrophe, rejoined the other. Morals strictly attended to, though. Apostrophe, strictly, apostrophe, said Squeers. Not too much writing home allowed, I suppose? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the father-in-law, hesitating. None, except a circular at Christmas, to say they never were so happy, and hope they may never be sent for, apostrophe, rejoined Squeers. Nothing could be better, apostrophe, said the father-in-law, rubbing his hands. Then, as we understand each other, apostrophe, said Squeers, will you allow me to ask you whether you consider me a highly virtuous, exemplary, and well-conducted man in private life, and whether, as a person whose business it is to take charge of youth, you place the strongest confidence in my unimpeachable integrity, liberality, religious principles, and ability? Apostrophe, apostrophe, certainly I do, apostrophe, replied the father-in-law, reciprocating the schoolmaster's grin. Perhaps you won't object to say that, if I make you a reference? Apostrophe, apostrophe, not the least in the world. Apostrophe, that's your sort. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Squeers, taking up a pen. This is doing business, and that's what I like. Apostrophe, having entered Mr. Snolly's address, the schoolmaster had next to perform the still more agreeable office of entering the receipt of the first quarter's payment in advance, which he had scarcely completed, when another voice was heard inquiring for Mr. Squeers. Here he is, apostrophe, replied the schoolmaster. What is it? Apostrophe, only a matter of business, sir, apostrophe, said Ralph Nickleby, presenting himself, closely followed by Nicholas. There was an advertisement of yours in the papers this morning? Apostrophe, apostrophe, there was, sir. This way, if you please, apostrophe, said Squeers, who had by this time got back to the box by the fireplace. Won't you be seated? Apostrophe, apostrophe, why, I think I will, apostrophe, replied Ralph, suiting the action to the word, and placing his hat on the table before him. This is my nephew, sir, Mr. Nicholas Nickleby. Apostrophe, how do you do, sir? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Squeers. Nicholas bowed, said he was very well, and seemed very much astonished at the outward appearance of the proprietor of Dotheboys Hall. As indeed he was. Perhaps you recollect me? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Ralph, looking narrowly at the schoolmaster. You paid me a small account at each of my half-yearly visits to town, for some years, I think, sir, apostrophe, replied Squeers. I did, apostrophe, rejoined Ralph. For the parents of a boy named Dorker, who unfortunately, apostrophe, apostrophe, unfortunately died at Dotheboys Hall, apostrophe, said Ralph, finishing the sentence. I remember very well, sir, apostrophe, rejoined Squeers. Ah, Mrs. Squeers, sir, was as partial to that lad, as if he had been her own. The attention, sir, that was bestowed upon that boy in his illness. Dry toast and warm tea offered him every night and morning, when he couldn't swallow anything, a candle in his bedroom on the very night he died, the best dictionary sent up for him to lay his head upon. I don't regret it, though. It is a pleasant thing, to reflect that one did one's duty by him. Apostrophe, Ralph smiled, as if he meant anything but smiling, and looked round at the strangers present. These are only some pupils of mine, apostrophe said Wackford Squeers, pointing to the little boy on the trunk, and the two little boys on the floor, who had been staring at each other without uttering a word, and writhing their bodies in two most remarkable contortions, according to the custom of little boys, when they first become acquainted. This gentleman, sir, is a parent who is kind enough to compliment me upon the course of education adopted at Dotheboys Hall, which is situated, sir, at the delightful village of Dotheboys, near Greta Bridge in Yorkshire, where youth are boarded, clothed, booked, washed, furnished with pocket money apostrophe. Yes, we know all about that, sir, apostrophe interrupted Ralph, testily. It's in the advertisement. Apostrophe, you are very right, sir. It is in the advertisement, apostrophe replied Squeers. And in the matter of fact besides, apostrophe interrupted Mr. Snolly. I feel bound to assure you, sir, and I am proud to have this opportunity of assuring you, that I consider Mr. Squeers a gentleman highly virtuous, exemplary, well conducted, and apostrophe, I make no doubt of it, sir, apostrophe interrupted Ralph, checking the torrent of recommendation, no doubt of it at all. Suppose we come to business? Apostrophe, apostrophe, with all my heart, sir, apostrophe rejoined Squeers. Never postpone business, is the very first lesson we instill into our commercial pupils. Master Belling, my dear, always remember that. Do you hear? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, sir, apostrophe repeated Master Belling. He recollects what it is, does he? Apostrophe, apostrophe said Ralph. Tell the gentleman, apostrophe said Squeers. Never, apostrophe repeated Master Belling. Very good, apostrophe said Squeers. Go on. Apostrophe, never, apostrophe repeated Master Belling again. Very good indeed, apostrophe said Squeers. Yes. Apostrophe, P, apostrophe suggested Nicholas, good-naturedly. Perform business. Apostrophe, apostrophe said Master Belling. Never perform business. Apostrophe, apostrophe, very well, sir, apostrophe said Squeers, darting a withering look at the culprit. You and I will perform a little business on our private account by and by. Apostrophe, and just now, apostrophe said Ralph, we had better transact our own, perhaps. Apostrophe, if you please, apostrophe said Squeers. Well, apostrophe resumed Ralph, it's brief enough, soon broached, and I hope easily concluded. You have advertised for an able assistant, sir? Apostrophe, precisely so, apostrophe said Squeers. And you really want one? Apostrophe, apostrophe, certainly, apostrophe answered Squeers. Here he is. Apostrophe, apostrophe said Ralph. My nephew Nicholas, hot from school, with everything he learnt there, fermenting in his head, and nothing fermenting in his pocket, is just the man you want. Apostrophe, I am afraid, apostrophe said Squeers, perplexed with such an application from a youth of Nicholas's figure, I am afraid the young man won't suit me. Apostrophe, yes, he will, apostrophe said Ralph, I know better. Don't be cast down, sir. You will be teaching all the young noblemen in Dotheboys Hall in less than a week's time, unless this gentleman is more obstinate than I take him to be. Apostrophe, I fear, sir, apostrophe said Nicholas, addressing Mr. Squeers, that you object to my youth, and to my not being a master of arts? Apostrophe, apostrophe, the absence of a college degree is an objection, apostrophe replied Squeers, looking as grave as he could, and considerably puzzled, no less by the contrast between the simplicity of the nephew, and the worldly manner of the uncle, than by the incomprehensible allusion to the young nobleman under his tuition. Look here, sir, apostrophe said Ralph, I'll put this matter in its true light in 2 seconds. Apostrophe, if you'll have the goodness, apostrophe rejoined Squeers. This is a boy, or a youth, or a lad, or a young man, or a hobletahoy, or whatever you like to call him, of 18 or 19, or thereabouts, apostrophe said Ralph. that I see, apostrophe observed the schoolmaster. So do I, apostrophe said Mr. Snully, thinking it as well to back his new friend occasionally. His father is dead, he is wholly ignorant of the world, has no resources whatever, and wants something to do, apostrophe said Ralph. I recommend him to this splendid establishment of yours, as an opening which will lead him to fortune, if he turns it to proper account. Do you see that? Apostrophe, apostrophe, everybody must see that, apostrophe replied Squeers, half imitating the sneer with which the old gentleman was regarding his unconscious relative. I do, of course, apostrophe said Nicholas, eagerly. He does, of course, you observe, apostrophe said Ralph, in the same dry hard manner. If any caprice of temper should induce him to cast aside this golden opportunity, before he has brought it to perfection, I consider myself absolved from extending any assistance to his mother and sister. Look at him, and think of the use he may be to you in half a dozen ways. Now, the question is, whether, for some time to come at all events, he won't serve your purpose better than 20 of the kind of people you would get under ordinary circumstances. Isn't that a question for consideration? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, it is, apostrophe said Squeers, answering a nod of Ralph's head with a nod of his own. Good, apostrophe rejoined Ralph. Let me have two words with you. Apostrophe, the two words were at a part. In a couple of minutes Mr. Wackford Squeers announced that Mr. Nicholas Nickleby was, from that moment, thoroughly nominated to, and installed in, the office of First Assistant Master at Dotheboys Hall. Your uncle's recommendation has done it, Mr. Nickleby, apostrophe said Wackford Squeers. Nicholas, overjoyed at his success, shook his uncle's hand warmly, and could almost have worshipped Squeers upon the spot. He is an odd-looking man, apostrophe thought Nicholas. What of that? Porson was an odd-looking man, and so was Dr. Johnson. All these bookworms are. Apostrophe, at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, Mr. Nickleby, apostrophe said Squeers, the coach starts. You must be here at 4:15, as we take these boys with us. Apostrophe, certainly, sir, apostrophe said Nicholas. And your fare down, I have paid, apostrophe growled Ralph. So, you'll have nothing to do, but keep yourself warm. Apostrophe, here was another instance of his uncle's generosity. Nicholas felt his unexpected kindness so much, that he could scarcely find words to thank him. Indeed, he had not found half enough, when they took leave of the schoolmaster, and emerged from the Saracen's Head gateway. I shall be here in the morning, to see you fairly off, apostrophe said Ralph. No skulking. Apostrophe, apostrophe, thank you, sir, apostrophe replied Nicholas. I never shall forget this kindness. Apostrophe, take care you don't, apostrophe replied his uncle. You had better go home now, and pack up what you have got to pack. Do you think you could find your way to Golden Square first? Apostrophe, apostrophe, certainly, apostrophe said Nicholas. I can easily inquire. Apostrophe, leave these papers with my clerk then, apostrophe said Ralph, producing a small parcel, and tell him to wait till I come home. Apostrophe, Nicholas cheerfully undertook the errand, and bidding his worthy uncle an affectionate farewell, which that warm-hearted old gentleman acknowledged by a growl, hastened away to execute his commission. He found Golden Square in due course. Mr. Knox, who had stepped out for a minute or so to the public house, was opening the door with a latch key, as he reached the steps. What's that? Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired Knox, pointing to the parcel. Papers from my uncle, apostrophe replied Nicholas, and you're to have the goodness to wait till he comes home, if you please. Apostrophe, uncle. Apostrophe, apostrophe cried Knox. Mr. Nickleby, apostrophe said Nicholas in explanation. Come in, apostrophe said Newman. Without another word, he led Nicholas into the passage, and thence into the official pantry at the end of it, where he thrust him into a chair, and mounting upon his high stool, sat, with his arms hanging straight down by his sides, gazing fixedly upon him, as from a tower of observation. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.